those that around the world that's listening this morning. We say good morning to you or good evening, wherever it might be from where you're listening. And all the folks local here in the county share. We're glad you've tuned in. Amen. We are ministering on the subject of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, we need your Spirit to come and abide with us. Amen. Send that anointing, Lord, that breaks the yoke and sets the captives free. God, we want that anointing, God, to pour out here today in this message. And God, that your will might be wrought and done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord had impressed me to begin a series on the Holy Ghost. And this is needful here in the area we live in. We need this statewide, nationwide. We need it worldwide. Because one of the things that has so plagued our modern day church is the fact they don't believe in the third person of God's Trinity in the Godhead. Now, I don't believe in a Trinity God. No, that'll blow some folks out of the water, but I do not believe in a Trinity God. Amen. That is non-scriptural. Read the book. The Bible says there is one God, but he manifested himself in a Trinity manifestation. That is not in the Word of God either. You cannot find the word Trinity in the Word of God. So you're on a dead end street there if you get out of context. Amen. But I believe in one God manifested in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that is the manifestation of our God. Amen. People that believe that God is three men on three thrones sitting in heaven dressed in three suits. Amen. You must have got that somewhere because you didn't get it out of the Word of God. Amen. God can be what he wants to be. The Holy Ghost can be a man. An angel can be transformed into a man. We see that numerous places in the Word of God. You've seen the angels of the Lord. Amen. There's Sodom and Gomorrah. And they had to blind the men that was trying to get to the angels. Amen. And these angels was in the form of men. The Holy Ghost can be transformed. Amen. Into what God so chooses him. Amen. But you got to remember the whole catch to believing and understanding the Word of God. You must understand that the Word says that God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. If you deny the spirit, you can't worship God. If you deny the truth, you can't worship God. You can't even come before God. Amen. If you deny the spirit and you deny the truth. Amen. So you must focus on the truth of God's word. Amen. You can tell bear tales. You can read, whatever novels you want or whatever. Amen. But you will not come to God unless, amen, you come in truth. You come in spirit. You must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. This is not a casual thing. Amen. Amen. I've been seeking the Lord since May the 14th, 1959. Amen. And I'm just a beginner. I step out every time I step out to preach just as a beginner. When I look at the vast knowledge of God, amen, and I look at his vast domain, and I realize that what I am and how insignificant I am in my own self and how weakness of the flesh, amen, I realize, amen, I'm just a beginner with God. Amen. I'm just a beginner, but I've learned God's ways. I've learned God's nature, amen? And he's not the way most people preach him. Most preachers preach him as such a loving God, amen, that he's going to round everybody up and take them to heaven no matter how they live, amen? That's a lie of the devil, amen? Study Jesus Christ. He didn't open his mouth without a rebuke somebody or took the hide off. He's not a Tiny Tim tiptoeing to the tulips. Amen. He's a man where when he opened his mouth, he cracked a whip at somebody. Amen. He called them retrobates. He called them like their daddy, the devil. Amen. I mean, he laid them out every way he turned. Amen. He stood against sin. Amen. Amen. But we see in the pulpits of America today, preachers, it goes along with anything and everything. Long as they can get an offer and long as they can get a crowd. I was with an organization ordained for 13 years in my earlier ministry. They told me, amen, that they didn't care what a person's lifestyle is. As long as they paid tithes, they needed their tithes. That's one of the largest Pentecostal organizations in the world. The general overseer told me that out of his own mouth. He said, my salary is based on the tithes from homosexuals. And back in those days, we didn't use the flowered up word. We just called them what they was. Amen. And, I told him, I said, you know, I don't buy this. He said, it don't make no difference. He said, those people pay tithes, and my salary comes from their tithes. And he said, I don't care what they, how they live or what they do. I want them in the church. Amen. That's not even scriptural. Amen. But that's the reason the world's in the shape it's in. Amen. You're going to have to get the Pentecostal churches prayed through before you cure the world's problem. The Pentecostals, amen, come out of the religion of that hour. They come out of it, amen, because a move of the Spirit, and they want something different, amen. And we was talking earlier before the service today, amen, one of the most ritual people in the world today are the Pentecostals, amen. I mean, they are hogtied on their ritual, amen. Let's let God move. Let's let God be God. Let's just let His Spirit flow. Let's let the power of God break the yoke and set the captive free. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But I want to minister today, still minister on the thought of the Holy Ghost. And we find in the Word of God in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, Jesus promised in the 16th verse, amen, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Amen. This is that comforter. This is the Holy Ghost. Now, in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost, amen, moved upon people. Amen. They didn't possess the Holy Ghost. Amen. They did not possess the Holy Ghost in within themselves. Amen. And the Holy Ghost, amen, for special things, the Holy Ghost would come upon them, amen, and give them great strength and give them ability to do things as the Holy Ghost come upon them. Now in the New Testament, amen, He was promised to be, amen, with us, in us, amen, not just upon us, but in us, amen. When we get saved, we get a portion of God's Spirit, amen. We get a portion. So it enters in, amen, in the Old Testament, amen. They did not have that experience, amen. They, because they believed God, it was accounted unto them as righteous. They trusted God. They believed in God, and it was accounted unto righteousness. The Old Testament, listen to me, the Old Testament people would have died and went to hell if Jesus hadn't have been birthed, amen. Understand what I'm saying? Amen. If He hadn't come to this earth, amen, He was already, always was, He always will be. He was in the beginning. He's in the end. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's all of it. So we don't preach Him just as a created Savior. Amen. But the Bible said He had to take on the form and the likeness, amen, of sinful flesh and man. And He had to be born, amen, by a woman, amen, into this life, just like you and I was born into this life, amen. Born into this world, amen. We had a water birth, and that's not being baptized in water, amen. That's being born of the natural birth. We had a water birth, amen. And anybody knows anything about childbearing, a woman knows exactly what I'm talking about, amen. We got here by a water birth. We was birthed, amen. Get out of here with that junk of saying you got to be baptized to be saved. Amen. Amen. That don't have nothing to do with it. You're baptized to have a clear conscience before God and testify in the world that you are saved. The water did not have a thing to do with it. The only time that the water had anything to do with it was during the years when John the Baptist, and you talk about an unpopular message, but he came bearing an unpopular message. Amen. I mean, you talk about about an oddball. They looked at him. Boy, they shook their head. Amen. They done one of them circles around, you know, like that. Hold your head up and lean it over and take a finger and run around in circles. Amen. And then point it at him. I mean, they really let him have it. Here come a guy preaching that you didn't have to do a sacrifice anymore. Amen. You talk about ritual people. Now, those under the law was ritual. And they believed you had to have a bullock, the blood of a lamb, a dove, or whatever. Amen. Well, God knew that people was going to get lazier. You can imagine on Sunday morning, amen, if somebody had to get up and go kill a animal, amen, and get the blood and stuff so they could go and make a sacrifice, amen. You can't get them here hardly now, amen, and they don't have to go through all that. Could you imagine if you had to do that? Somebody called you up, so you got extra dove this morning, amen. Mine got away, amen. I need one for sacrifice this morning, amen. You got an extra calf, amen. I'm fresh out. I used my last one up last week. Can I borrow a calf, amen? God knew, amen. And that only was an atonement for a season. The Bible said that could never wash away our sins. Amen. The blood of animals never could wash away our sins. But it was an atonement. It was a time and an hour. But when the sacrifice was done away, here come one preaching, you can repent and be baptized, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you can be saved. I mean, it blowed people out of the water. Amen. It blowed their minds. But during that time, the atonement for salvation was water baptism. Amen. The sacrifice had been done away with. Amen. Jesus Christ had not, amen, arrove at the hour wherein that, amen, that he would die. And for that purpose, he was born, that he might die and shed his blood, that he might be the perpetuation, the price paid for sin. He might be, amen, that eternal sacrifice, that blood would flow all the way back to the first man ever believed, and it would flow all the way back, amen, to the last man that believed and accepted. See, in the Old Testament, all you had to do is believe. In the New Testament, you got to believe and accept, amen. You got to accept, amen. You got to believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You've got to believe that, amen, he is the Son of God, and amen, that he come forth, amen, as a virgin birth, amen, and he was crucified, amen, and was rose again the third day, amen, claiming victory over death, hell, and the grave, amen. We have to believe that, and then we've got to confess it with our mouth. Amen. So if we understand, amen, hear John come, preach it. All right, folks, amen. You don't have to have a sacrifice, amen. But when we come into this age here, then Jesus, amen. And this is what even Paul later had a real problem with. People wanted to go back under the law. Amen. That's the reason he said, if you were to fall away, to renew again would be impossible. Amen. He's not saying that a backslider can't be saved or reunited with the Lord. He's not saying that at all. What he's actually saying, amen, is that if you, amen, want to go back to the law, you want to go back to the sacrifice, amen, then it would be impossible, amen, for you to renew again, because Christ would have to go back and be hung on the cross again. And he died one time according to the word of God. Never again, amen, would he be smitten again. That's the reason that God got so wroth, amen, when Moses grabbed up the stick, amen, and began to beat the rock the second time and said, "Must I fetch you water?" God said, "Speak to the rock," because one time he would be smitten, but never again. Men would speak to him, but they would never lay a hand on him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you study the word, you'll find every jot and tittle of it is true. You'll find it's been forevermore settled in heaven. Amen. You'll find that God said what he meant what he said. Amen. And he carried every detail out, even to the point they said his legs wouldn't be broken. Normally they broke the legs of everybody they crucified so they would go ahead and have a quick death. Amen. And when they come, they found he was already gone. He would already give up the ghost. Amen. And they didn't touch him. They didn't break his legs. Why? Because God had already said it. Amen. You can go to the bank on what God says. You can live on what God says. But this Holy Ghost, amen, was promised that it would dwell, amen, within you, amen. Now, John 3:16 always told us of the salvation. If we go to Luke, amen, and we get over here in about the third chapter of Luke, and we get in verse 16, we'll find out, John answered saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. Here he's talking about the water now. But one mightier than I cometh, the lashes of his shoes, I am not worthy to unloosen. He shall baptize you with the what? The Holy Ghost and the fire. Now, preceding this message, amen, I preached message part one and part two, amen, of that Holy Ghost fire, amen. That fire that approves, that fire that, amen, cleanses, amen, that fire that God, amen, gave by the Holy Ghost, amen. But he said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, amen. It was promised again, amen, in Luke, amen. In chapter 24, in verse 49, it was promised again. And behold, I send, amen, the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen. It came to the church to empower at Pentecost. Amen. It came to the early church. God promised it. Stay there. Don't leave. Don't go. Amen. Till you get the power. We got the majority of the church world out here trying to operate on their own power. Amen. Getting the Holy Ghost power. Getting the anointing. Amen. This thing will shake you loose from what bothers you. This thing will give you victory over all your adversaries. This thing will lift you up when you're down. This thing will carry you through when nothing else won't. We need a touch of God's power. The disciples and the believers were together in the upper room. Amen. Glory to God. You talk about power. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But he said as many, this is in Acts, amen. In Acts, in the, right in the first chapter there, in verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. Boy, amen. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in the Judea and the Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. That means here. Amen. And he's still filling. He's still in power. He's still sending his anointing. Amen. And then Acts in the second chapter. Amen. We begin to read, amen, in verse 1, amen, of the second chapter of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, they were all in one accord, amen. And they were all in one place. That's verse 1. And verse 2 begins to read, and it says, amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. Now in verse 4, let's go to verse 3, about to skip a verse. Oh, that's what most of the church does today. Amen. I realize how maybe that come about. Amen. Maybe it was by accident. You know, I almost skipped verse 3 there. Most of the church world has skipped it. I don't believe it was by accident. I believe it was a lying, scandalous trick of the devil. And there appeared a man unto them, clothing tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Amen. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now they try to preach that to say that God had them to speak in a language so all of them can understand each other. Amen. There are times that God has had people anointed with the Holy Ghost to speak in a language they didn't know. Yes. Amen. I agree with that. But not in this case. This was the initial feeling that God had promised. Remember, he had told them to tarry and wait, not go out, till you be endued with that power. Acts 1:8 told us of the power. Then after you receive that power, you was going to be a witness. Amen. Now, I agree, every man that's witnessing for Jesus Christ, amen, it is by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said you can't even call him Lord unless it be by the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Get out of here if you tell me you don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't believe in anything if you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, because you can't even call him Lord. In other words, you don't believe the Holy Ghost, you ain't saved. Woo! What'd you say? I said the Bible said you can't even call him Lord lest it be the Holy by the Holy Ghost. If you say you don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you ain't saved. You can't be saved without the Holy Ghost, because conviction came by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rightly divide the word of God. Amen. A lot of people's kicking against it and kicking against it and kicking against it. Amen. And we're going to go to several weeks of study on the tongues, amen, because, amen, that's the thing that most people want to skip. I've heard people say, well, I can take the Holy Ghost. I believe you can be anointed, but, boy, I can't take them tongues. Can't take the tongues, you can't take the Holy Ghost. You deny the tongues, you deny the Holy Ghost, amen, amen. God's word, you know, in the law, if you violated one precept, you're guilty of all. Amen. In the New Testament, amen, that exact interpretation didn't fall over, but you must believe that God is. Amen. And you can't deny part of God. You can't deny part of the manifestations of God. Amen. And have the rest of it. Amen. Amen. You've got to accept what God said by his word and accept what God, amen, has sent by his word. Amen. And if you accept the full power of God, amen, and that's what the church world's fighting against. There's probably 75% of the church world today fighting against the Holy Ghost and tongues and telling me they're going to heaven. Amen. They got themselves fooled. Amen. They got themselves fooled, because you can't fight against the Holy Ghost and make it to heaven. Amen. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I didn't even know whether to be a Holy Ghost or not, but I sure know not to fight against him. Amen. The elders that had preached to me in growing up years, they instilled enough in me. If you don't understand it, don't you fight against it. So when it come time me to get the Holy Ghost, I went before God, amen, and I said, God, I don't know whether they be a Holy Ghost or not. I don't know. But if there be a Holy Ghost, and they be a baptism, if they be tongues, I want it. Amen. I come up talking in tongues. Amen. I didn't pay nobody. I didn't say no syllables. Amen. I didn't rehearse anything. The mighty power of God fell on me just like it did on Pentecost. Amen. With the evidence. Amen. But let us move on. Amen. Amen. Then I won't even get time to get into this, amen, but the next step I want to cover, amen, I want to cover some principles, amen, that comes forth and that we receive, amen, in the understanding and why the Holy Ghost was given, amen, and it'll take an entire message to cover that aspect of why the Holy Ghost was given. What purpose was it given, amen? A lot of Pentecostals thought it was just to shout and dance and have a good time. Well, if you're saved, you ought to have enough to be able to shout. Amen. The least thing you ought to do is have enough to shout. Amen. Old deadhead ain't got nothing, ought to have enough victory to shout. Amen. Or at least wave to the Lord. Amen. I've preached a many times, the only motions in a lot of church is if a fly landed on somebody's head, they might swat it off. But there's a lot of people won't even knock a fly off their head in service, because they'll think somebody think is worshiping God. Amen. I mean, we've got Peter. What did Peter say? Save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation is untoward. This generation is turned around. This generation is perverted. Amen. And you know, and the devil, amen, the devil, you know, is right there saying, oh, you better not do that. They'll think you're a fanatic. Amen. They'll think you're this or they'll think you're that. Amen. People go everywhere in the world and be themselves. They go to the ball game, they're in themselves. They go to the house of God, they come under a cloud, under a bondage. I'm afraid to raise my hand. I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to do that. We have made our church houses, amen, bound, amen, with our traditions. And God says it stinks because it's like washing, amen, the pots in the pans. It's like doing the dishes, amen. Same old ritual, amen. And God is sick of the mess, amen. It's time we put Christ, amen, back in the center of our churches. It's time we put the move of the Holy Ghost back in our churches, amen. You know, there are some churches in America have doctrine set up how they will run their church after the rapture, amen. Well, a lot of them, they won't have to change no board members. They'll get to keep all the ones they got. Amen. They won't have to look for a preacher. They just keep the one they got. He'll be there. Because if you don't believe this thing, if you don't believe in the Spirit of God, how are you going to be changed? Amen. You've got to believe in the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God draws you to salvation. The Spirit of God is keeping you. And we'll get into that in the next phase of this teaching and doctrines of the Holy Ghost, the scriptural doctrines of the Holy Ghost, the scriptural viewpoints of it. Amen. Not man's idea, but what the scripture says, what thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And we appreciate all those that, amen, tune in and listen, and you here in the studios today. God, in Jesus' name, we ask you, God, to save that which is lost, reclaim the backslider. Lord, in Jesus' name, give victory to those who need healing. Work miracles and do miracles, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the Son of God, Lord, that you manifest yourself and you have your way amongst your people. Amen. God grant it. Amen. By the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, in Jesus' name, have your way. Healed to the uttermost is our prayer.